Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful day. Got some blue sky out there. I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you so much, Mon. Sent me a quote by H.L. Mencken. I hope I'm saying that right. Was an American journalist. And we lost him back in 1956. But imagine this. Even back then, somebody had the knowledge to say that the aim of public education is not to spread enlightenment at all. It is simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level, to breed and train a standardized citizenry, to put down dissent and originality. Kids can't even have free thought in classes today. They can't be original. They can't succeed. They can't try to achieve the best in themselves. Rather than bringing people up, it seems like we are a society now, not only in education, but in the government, that we just bring people down. Rather than bringing people up to achieve and succeed, we just bring people down. We suffer them with more taxes. We suffer them with penalties that they can't afford. There's so many ways to punish people other than incarceration. Rod Blagojevich, governor of Illinois way back when, he got in trouble. He did a no-no. And that no-no wasn't getting caught. The no-no was trying to hold out for money and perks. Well, you know, he never got any of the money or any of the perks. He just talked about it. But he spent the last 8 years in prison. Well, President Trump felt bad for him. Thought, that's a little excessive. We're seeing the excessive sentences handed down. I know. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. But still. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Participate in our poll question today. Do you think that 8 years of his life, do you think he learned his lesson? This isn't a Trump issue. It is a sentencing issue. People in power are getting in there and saying, you know what? I don't like you. So I know some people would get a couple years for this crime, but I don't like you. So you're going to get 10. Interesting. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 because there are a lot of interesting things going on with the quality of life Reno. QOL-Reno.org. Paul White joining us today, and you've got some updates for us, Paul. A lot has been happening.
A lot going on, Monica. Good morning. News is pretty good this morning. We spent about an hour at the community court, a.k.a. homeless court, that meets at the library on Wednesday mornings, 8 o'clock downtown, and had about a Judge Riggs, who runs it, was generous with her time. I had a one-on-one with her. Bottom line out of that, what we asked for to start with. The judge says it's a new program. It's going to work. It's going to cut recidivism. We asked for just one thing. When you go sit in that room, there's no amplification. You can't hear a single word that's being spoken by the judge or the defendant. You can't hear what the crime was, what the sentence is, what the, you know, modified sentence is. We asked the judge, can you do one thing? Can you look transparent and simply amplify this like in a regular courtroom where the judge and the defendant speak into microphones? They have microphones there, and they simply weren't turned on. Judge said it might be a matter of having the money to buy the speakers. I said, I'll write you a check on the spot. So she's going to look into it. And I said, this would
be a huge
step.
I'm sorry, but why would you have the capability of being able to have microphones there and not have speakers?
I think they got to be there. She's going to look into it.
I think they're there, too.
Yeah. And so, you know, she's saying this is good faith on this, so we'll look. It was a little field trip for QOL. Any of your listeners, any Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock, want a field trip to this court to see what goes on, we'll lead it. Waiting outside the door, Monica, was a minimum of 30 dirty, stinky, disheveled, under the influence guys waiting to come in and spend their day in the library. The entrance to the library off the side is all soiled where they allow them to sleep there and use their bathroom. That beautiful library is just getting ready to be filled up with guys who are just coming in to make it a second homeless shelter during the day. No parent in their right mind would take their children there. It's got to change. Item two, underway as we speak over by Champion and Fisherman's Park. Good news is, city is over there, presumably maintenance and RPD, cleaning it out. Bad news is, if they're not getting cited and having to show up in municipal court or go to jail for repeatedly doing this, it's costing the city tens of thousands of dollars for today, and how soon will the people be back?
Yeah.
And the third one we've got for you
Let me ask you a question, Paul. Was that clean out of Champion and Fisherman, were you going to do a citizen's arrest down there?
No.
Did you force their hand, or were they actually just going to do this?
No, this is something, this has been the city's initiative on this. We hadn't moved on this one yet. The one we are targeting, it's a two-step. 9 o'clock this Saturday morning, we invite anybody to meet us at 4th and Record. We're going to just do a little railroad camp walk. People can see what about 600 homeless people trespassing on city and railroad land look like, tying their tents off to the railroad tracks, things like this. It's just crazy. Good news is, we're starting to hear from various sources connected with the city that this is targeted, that they're going to clean this out and keep it that way. We've expressed our intention to do a citizen's arrest activity on all 600 or whatever if that doesn't happen. But what we're hearing is that they're interested in working collaboratively, and so are we. So we'll see. But Saturday morning, come down firsthand and just take a 30-minute walk and get a look at what 600 minimal packed in there looks like.
That's just incredible. I'm so glad you're finally starting to get some more interest. Have you had any dignitaries that have decided to go down and do any of the walks with you?
Well, what we've got is we have a good team with a good PowerPoint presentation who's reached out to the CHAB members and the city council members for one-on-one meetings to show them just unequivocal facts on the real situation in Reno and also the lack of results of this agency called Build for Zero or something like that that's trying to sell just still another six-figure contract to the cities and the county. So we're having some interest in the CHAB members and council members, not all of them yet, but they've got a handful booked, and so we're just getting a little more interest across the board, and that's a good thing. But here's the thing, Monica, is the good news is they're cleaning out Champion Fisherman's Park today. The bad news is they're spending tens of thousands of dollars out of a budget that just got their bond rating dropped and is over $1 billion in debt. They've done it before. They come back and have to do it again because they will not ticket them. They just push them out. We can't keep doing this. We're half-staffed with police already. These police working today over there at the park, Fisherman's, are either on overtime or they are cutting down on the already thin spread that our police are. We need to put that money toward getting more cops. We can't keep playing whack-a-mole with the homeless.
Yeah. It's, I mean, there should be a whole different level of police enforcement for the homeless, for the vagrants, for the bums, for the drug addicts, for the mentally ill that are out there. And give the citizens of Reno, give them their cops back.
Right.
And get this problem fixed. So, well, Paul, thank you for all you do and appreciate this so much. But it seems like sometimes you're just running in circles, you know. So
you just keep running. You try to keep. In other words, it's good that people have got plans and ideas for doing stuff. But QOL is definitely going to do stuff. And we hope that prior to doing these citizens arrest activities like they have, we hope that the city steps up and does their job and actually just enforce the law equally with everyone, Monica. That's not too complicated.
It's not complicated at all. And it's not complicated for you to log on to QOL-Reno.org. And while you're there, check out the honest state of the city address that they have there. It's a real eye-opener. Sign up for their hot sheet notifications and be a part of the solution. Yeah, you're going to get called names and stuff like that, but it's time we all take a stand against the establishment and fight for that solution. Thank you so much, Paul. You know you are welcome to call anytime. You don't have to wait for my invitation. So, you know, it kind of reminds me of something, though. This whole run around that you just kind of get from the politicians. You ask them a question and you never really get an answer. I get that a lot. Reminds me of this.
Fellow Texans, I am proudly standing here to humbly see, assure you, and I mean it. Now who says I don't speak out as plain as day? And fellow Texans, I'm for progress and the flag. Long may it fly. I'm a poor boy, come to greatness. So it follows that I cannot tell a lie.
What the hell did he say?
Same as usual, not a damn thing.
Ooh, I love to dance a little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone and ooh, I love to sweep around the white step. Cut a little swath and leave the people alone.
Governor, do you plan to take action against the chicken ranch?
Now, my good friends, it behooves me to be solemn and declare I'm for goodness and for profit and for living clean and saying daily prayer. And now, my good friends, you can sleep nights. I'll continue to stand tall. Trust me, for I promise I shall keep a watchful eye upon y'all.
You know, that's what they do. They do a little sidestep. Never really get anything, but they stay in office. Hey, stick around. We got a lot more show coming at you until 12 o'clock. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910. That's the number for you to call. And hopefully, Charles Durden brought a little smile to your face in that last segment. Always love that man. Great character actor. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Your comments, your emails. John, I'm not going to bring part of your comment in there, but I do agree. We need to bring back mental institutions. That's one of the ways to get people off the streets who need to be off the streets and not vagrants, not living along the river, not just, you know, wandering and scaring people and attacking people on the streets. I was out driving around yesterday and I saw someone just talking away to himself and thrusting his arm like he had a knife, and he's just walking along. And I'm like, seriously? It's like kids can't even walk along the streets anymore. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Eric this morning. Eric wants to talk about the Clive Bundy thing. What is the Clive Bundy thing, Eric?
Well, you said that you liked him and that you know,
Eric,
you
I'm not getting you. So I think it's just we need to hit a button here. Hey,
you
Eric,
me?
You there? Yeah, there you are.
Okay, yeah, you guys said yesterday that you liked him, and I just want to ask you, you know, because I'm kind of in a disagreement with that. And that disagreement is this, you know, he owes, I don't know how much money, they're giving the millions of dollars to the federal government so they went to seize his cattle. And it's my understanding from talking to people at BLM that when you are leasing public land from the from them, they will charge you $1.80 a head of cattle per year.
Yeah.
And the way I understand it, it takes 18 months for a cow for a head of cattle, a calf, to reach maturity for slaughter. So that's $3.60 to maybe $4.50 a head. And then the cattle rancher will get $1,800 a head for the cattle. So you figure $5 for a head of cattle, this is rough rounded up, times how many head of cattle to equal $1 million over how many years. Now, it's my understanding that he said that he was grandfathered in and that he owned the land, but he failed to prove that in court. So, you know, the standard is cut and dry. So the way
I'm not agreeing with that part, Eric.
Okay.
I mean, this is something that he's no hero to me, you know, when it comes to paying your taxes. But you also don't need the BLM with automatic weapons showing up on the doorstep of an American citizen. This is something that should have been handled.
For a law enforcement action on a warrant, for on a seizure warrant for cattle, and they, I don't know if they had automatic weapons or not, but I know that they did, that he had in his crowd, they definitely did.
Well, so did the BLM crowd. And that's what has a lot of people questioning. Why does the BLM, why does the EPA, why do these groups have automatic weapons to do enforcement against citizens? You know, I don't agree with him not paying his taxes, but I think that it could have been handled better. And that's with, you know, I'm talk first. You talk, you get somebody that can get in there and mediate. You make an agreement, okay? He has to pay. If it's not this amount, maybe we can work out a more reasonable amount.
So, I mean, he's making a killing with that, and then he's walking scot-free with you know, grazing on public land. And, I side with ranchers as well because, you know, let's be honest, the Nevada Division of Forestry, I think it's NDF, it could have been BLM. But, you know, they're over you know, doing the census on deer and you know, wildlife that graze on the ranges as well. And they're puffing up the numbers on the census to keep the cattle ranchers out. And I think that's kind of out of line as well. So I kind of understand both sides of it, but I don't think that it's appropriate for you know, for them to have that standoff like that. It never should have even gotten to where that seizure happened. He should have just pointed up the cash, but instead he just tried to dodge it. And I don't know what he was doing up in Oregon, but then that guy got, you know, then, you know, that guy jumped out of his truck to, you know, to take up arms against those police, those that law enforcement.
Yeah, and he got killed.
He got wasted, and I can't help but wonder, is Bundy going to compensate that guy's family? Did he get a life insurance policy from Bundy? What happened with that? You know, that family's just out.
You know, Eric,
they probably need that guy.
It really sucks that everything in our society boils down to money. Bundy didn't want to give it up. The government wanted it. It's public land, but you still have to pay. It has to be managed. But we don't automatically take up arms against each other. The government should never take up arms against American citizens. But, Eric, I'm in agreement with you. This should have been able to be handled through mediation, through the courts, through lawyers. And government agencies that are supposed to be out there just to manage things should not have automatic weapons. And they do. All of the agencies are better armed than any of us. So, Eric, thank you for continuing the discussion and calling in and challenging me and hearing both sides. And it looks like we both came to the same agreement. So, Eric, thank you so much for calling the show. Always call the show. If you think I have, you know, an opinion that I have said wrong or that you disagree with, you are always welcome to have a good discussion about it. 884-9910. It's your stations. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. And let me tell you, we're working all of Northern Nevada, especially when it comes to our land. I've got a special guest joining us tomorrow, about 10 o'clock, right at the beginning of the show. I hope you join us because Jeannie Herman and Commissioner Herman and I are going to be talking about the lands bill. There's going to be an opportunity for you to talk about it tomorrow night as well, starting at 4. So be ready for that. And I just got a request from Judy to talk about the city of Reno and the special assessment districts and a special assessment that's coming up on all wards. And okay, we will. She sent me the information to research, so I will do that tonight after my speaking engagement. But as I'm going through the agenda for the Reno City Council meeting, 226, by the way, the things you pick up on. A person wishing to address the Reno City Council shall submit a request to speak form to the city clerk. Public comment, whether on action items or general public comment, is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. Boy, even in the, you know, government, you're allowed to give your time to somebody else. But here's what I love. Any person willfully disrupting the meeting may be removed from the room by the presiding officer. Examples of disruptive conduct include, without limitation, yelling, stamping of feet, name-calling, use of profanity, personal attacks, physical intimidation, threatening use of physical force, assault, battery, any other acts intended to impede the meeting or infringe on the rights of the city council, city staff, or meeting participants. Now, I agree with all that because we need to be civil. As Grandma used to say, you catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar. But I didn't read you everything in that comment. Any person willfully disrupting the meeting may be removed. What was the one word that I didn't mention? Applause. How if somebody has a great comment that you're excited about, you applaud? Wouldn't you think that the city council, the staff may take that as, you know, I'm supportive of this person's views. I'm not speaking, but I want to let you know that I support that. That's kind of ridiculous to me. Oh, well, if everybody keeps applauding, it'll, you know, be like the State of the Union address and it'll go on for an hour longer than it has to. So even showing support for different things, you can't do that. Be surprised how many groups now have codes of conduct. Even the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. That was one of their agenda items, code of conduct. Well, maybe if you got things done, people wouldn't feel the need to come in and disrupt things. Because with the lack of attention on things, people get frustrated. People get angry that you're not listening to them. And they want their voice heard. And when you keep ignoring them, that voice is just going to get louder and louder and louder. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and see what people want to talk about today. Hi, Kelly. What's on your mind?
Aliens that were previously deported.
And I'm sorry. The first part of your sentence got cut off. What was it?
Whoops. Oh, apologies. It's Kelly and hi, neighbor, my 17 silver counties over there in the Silver State. I was wondering, since there are at least 5 of my neighbors who have been murdered by criminal, illegal, previously deported aliens, meaning the one Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, who murdered my neighbor's mother's best friend, those were the Davids up there in Reno. Mm-hmm. And then there was the
my neighbors just down the street from me, actually.
Oh, wow. And I'm just thinking, you know, someone needs to speak up for our neighbors that aren't here anymore, and someone needs to represent those folks, because their memory deserves to be honored, because they mm-hmm. were good men and women, and they were good people from Washoe County, from Douglas County, from Carson County. And I think it's a shame that, Steve Sisolak, you have innocent blood on your hands, and you should just resign and make it easy for us.
You know, Kelly, there is somebody who is fighting for us, and that's President Trump. He has now put into place that we could, or the family members of people that have been murdered, harmed, raped by illegals, can now sue the sanctuary cities that this happens in. Now, yeah. I guess we're going to need to get a definition, because since the city of Reno is a welcoming city, which is basically the same thing, then I think we should, you know, get clarification on that.
Yeah, and I
it
think
it just
we
shows
should
how the elected representatives are putting all of us not only in harm, but they're also now putting us in financial jeopardy.
Yeah, and that's why they have a bond with their oath. And I'm wondering what's the correlative financial form in California. It's called a California Form 700, the financial interest form. And I'm wondering if you have a Fair Political Practices Commission next door there in Nevada, or what the corollary is for California, because I'd like to work with someone there and help you with your homework. I can't do it for you, but I'd love to be your study buddy.
Yeah, we need to find that out. So, Kelly, email me the group that is in California, and I will look into it and see what we have here in Nevada. And I know you have my email because I've gotten stuff from you before. So, Kelly, thanks for calling and giving us the information and making us think about things. Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Joseph this morning. He wants to continue with the Bundy Ranch comments that have been made on the show today. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, Monica. I grew up on a cattle ranch in Nevada. My family's been here for 171 years. And I grew up in Nye County out between Tonopah, about halfway between Tonopah and Ely. And what's going on out there, I don't know, have you heard about the Sagebrush Rebellion?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this has been going on for years and years. Mm-hmm. And there's been, I believe the last count I heard, there was about 50 ranches have been taken by the government. And it's, I mean, there is so much crooked stuff going on, you wouldn't even believe it. And
no, I would. I would, yeah, Joseph, I mean, because Eric, that's why I want people to pay attention to this lands bill that they're trying to push through with the BLM.
I mean, it's, you know, his problem was that he felt he didn't have to, he shouldn't pay for the federal government, he should pay in the state. Well, you know, I mean, that's fine and dandy, but, you know, you have to get your stuff straight. But, you know, for those guys to come in there like stormtroopers, I mean, that that is totally wrong. And that guy up in Oregon, he just got executed. There's nothing more. That's the way it was, you know.
Yeah.
It's really
unfortunate. We've seen the video. He got out of his car.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and also, I'm a former police officer, Reno police officer, and, you know, when I left the PD in 1975, they had 12 motor officers for traffic enforcement. Well, the city's three times as big now, and they still have 12 motor officers. So, I mean, that just tells you what's going on there. And all those bums, we used to arrest them because if they did something wrong, if they were vagrants or if they were trying to bum money off people or if they were sleeping in places they shouldn't be, we arrested them and locked them up. And if people were having a problem, like the people that, you know, have mental problems, they can be taken to the state hospital and turned in for a 72-hour observation. Not that they're going to do a whole heck of a lot about it, you know, but that, you know, the in 1970, the ACLU went to court and they got all the mental institutions emptied out, unfortunately, and now they're all on the street. And a lot of those people, they're not able to function on the street. You know, they're just, you know, they're, you know, they don't belong there. That's just, you know, they're not doing them any favors. And the problem with, I don't think we're going to get anything done about these homeless people until they get the money out of it. There's people are making too much money off this.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're making a ton of money, and it's the liberals that are doing it, and that's why they just keep it in there. You know, it's just, it's nuts.
See, so, Joseph, you were a part of law enforcement when that actually meant something, that you enforce the law. The law enforcement officers now just have their hands tied, and it's always from the higher-ups. People want to do their job, but it's always from the higher-ups that get their commands from the mayor. And those people that, well, they're the bleeding hearts right now, that everybody has a right to be out on the streets. It's public. It doesn't matter if you're a harm to yourself or a harm to the public, whether it be health or violence. It's all about them. So, Joseph, I am so glad you called today. And please call back anytime, 884-9910. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Well, we might not be younger, but we are definitely smarter. It comes with experience. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's all about experience. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi wants the voting age lowered to 16? Because the education system that we have lulls kids into this form of socialism that turns them literally against the rule of law. It turns them against the values of the United States. Because their parents also haven't paid enough attention. Because let's face it, we've had some good years and some bad years in the last 10, 20 of them. We've been prosperous, we've been not so prosperous. And the kids have seen what their parents have gone through. It's why millennials don't want to own homes. They don't want to have to go through the possibility of foreclosure. Well, you have to be smart when buying a home. You have to have the money, 20% down, the ability to pay back a loan. It's the same thing for education. It's called personal responsibility. And at 16, I'm sorry, kids. I know there are a lot of good ones out there. But you just haven't lived enough in the real world to understand what's going on. You haven't read enough. You haven't watched enough. You haven't seen enough. You haven't struggled enough. That passion that you get when you can't afford something that your child wants, so you go out and you do something a little bit extra to get it. You don't start screaming that the government needs to give it to you. If I had my way, everything be 21. We give people the right to choose for themselves if they want to drink at that age. Well, I think voting's more important. I'd rather see the voting age back to 21. That was just another thing that the Democrats pushed way back when to have the voting age lowered to 18. To fight and sign up for the military should be 21. We shouldn't be asking kids to put their lives on the line for a war or a fight they don't understand. A lot of us don't understand why we need to be in other countries risking the lives of America's children when people in their own country won't fight for what they want, for what America has, freedom and liberty. Our founding fathers laid down their lives for what we have. Yet, other countries want to believe in that, but all they do is go to other countries that may have it. If people believe so strongly in the freedoms of America, then they shouldn't be fleeing their own country. They should be stopping and fighting for themselves. Personal responsibility. I take on the personal responsibility of bringing you the most accurate information I can, letting you speak your mind, but making sure that both of us are not overinflating things. Yeah, I get passionate. I look at things on Facebook and I say, what? That can't be real. Well, a lot of them are real. Some of them not. The ones about the elitists in power, the pedophiles in power, and doing anything and everything that they can to protect their power. And that includes shutting down and destroying the lives of American citizens. Trust me, they have, are, and will continue to do that. Even here in the biggest little city. I hope you join me tomorrow. We're going to talk more about the lands bill. This is something that everybody needs to know about. If there's a vacant lot next to you, even if you think it's a wetland, well, guess what? You may be seeing some houses go up. It's the Monica J. Show. Catch you tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.